News Talk 590 KUGN here at 7. Is it really only? Hold on. Now I have to kneel down. 7:15. 7:15 is the time. That's off. This is on, and we're on. Tech Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to KUGN News Talk 590. I got microphones 4 and 5 hot. We have in studio Mark Davis, Eugene Tech head, if you will, or one of them. It works for HP. Rory Fox is with ES Wireless, and Ted Carter with BitForest and Pipework Studios. Welcome to Silicon Shire, huh, guys?
That's right.
What do you guys think, huh? Silicon Shire. I like the sounds of that.
Well, yeah, the Silicon Shire, that's the name we use for the tech community in beyond Eugene, but mostly the tech community in Eugene. It's never been adequately explained where the Silicon Shire starts and stops, so it could be in the realm of your imagination.
But the bottom line is that there's so much buzz, there's so much news in the tech world, so we're going to devote this time for some bits and pieces, if you will. Let's talk about the global gaming here, okay? The Game Jam.
Yeah, Global Game Jam just happened this last weekend. We had 40... participants make 13 games. So that was kind of like a record level. But if you're not familiar with what a game jam is, basically, it's a bunch of strangers get together over a weekend and make games. A lot of us are hobbyists, just people interested in kind of the art of making games. BitForest hosted an event for Global Game Jam, which is, a hackathon that happens all over the world simultaneously over the weekend. We ended up hosting it actually at Pipeworks Studios because I was able to convince them to do so.
Nice job. Way to go. So let's talk about the tie-in with the Asian celebration, if we could. And then I want to circle back around because there's a question that's just aching to jump out of the head. Asian celebration coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Last year, Asian celebration contacted Eugene Tech to do like a STEM component. It was the year of the dog, and they were Bark to the Future was their theme. Nice. And they wanted some STEM stuff there. And so we had a good collaboration last year. And then this year they got a hold of us and they said, we want games. We want King Pong at this thing. And what can you do for us? And so I got a hold of BitForest and said, hey, why don't we do BitForest Arcade at Asian Celebration featuring King Pong? And everybody was like, that sounds great. Yeah, let's do that. So that's what's happening. And the tie-in is, I'll let Ted talk about it, but lifted some themes from Asian Celebration to do during the hack. You want to tell us more about that?
We figured if we were getting together to make games anyway, why not make some games specifically for the Asian Celebration? So we invited participants at Global Game Jam to incorporate some of the themes from this year's Asian Celebration, which are Year of the Pig and Spirited Away. We have now some games that feature, pigs either as the main characters or part of the narrative. And we may have some nods to Spirited Away as well. So the idea is, since we had this game-making marathon last weekend, to leverage that to produce sort of a feature for Asian Celebration that we could have there that's specifically games we made as a community.
Do you guys feel bad in any way, shape, or form that you get paid for playing games or creating games? Do you guys feel bad at all? No?
No, not at all.
Is it that much fun? Because it sounds like a trip.
It is fun. It's definitely fun. It's also work, but yeah.
Okay, it's a lot of work?
Yeah, it's like the difference between watching movies and making movies.
Okay,
right?
Okay. I got you. Super, super. So, what we'd like to do at this time moving forward, of course, in the technology world, there's news almost every minute, every hour, every day. So we'd like to have you guys come back and share the buzz, the news, and where you're going to be so that people can capture that energy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because there's a lot of energy, isn't there?
That sounds great.
Yeah?
Thanks for making space for us.
Thanks for getting up early. Yeah. And you guys, I love the tuxedos that you guys all wore this morning. It's Tech Tux. I like that. It's a Tech Thursday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.